Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 6th of February 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Plus background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person, including tonight, the official apology for criminalising gay men isn't enough, says a former MHK. Douglas recyclables aren't burnt, it's official. Severe gales could be on the way at the weekend. A third person in the UK has contracted coronavirus. Will you be dressing in yellow tomorrow? And how should MHKs dress? Formally or not?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Ed Oldham.
Faster Mai, a former MHK has called on the Chief Constable to apologise for the way laws banning homosexual activity were enforced. Hazel Hannan actively campaigned throughout the 80s and 90s to overturn legislation which saw people criminalised for same-sex offences. Police say a car collided with a pedestrian in Douglas this afternoon. It happened at around 25 past one at the junction of Alder Road and Springfield Road. The vehicle is described as a small silver hatchback. Call police headquarters on 631212 if you have any information. The Manx Wildlife Trust's new CEO says he wants to significantly boost the organisation's membership and get more locals helping out. Lee Morris joins as the Manx Wildlife Trust enters its latest strategic planning phase. Further afield, health officials say a third UK case of coronavirus has been confirmed in a patient who caught it in an Asian country other than China. Doctors are being given new advice and the person's being treated in a specialist unit. Police Scotland say it's not received any complaint of criminality against the former finance secretary, who's quit over messages he sent to a teenager. Derek Mackay befriended a 16-year-old boy online and has been suspended by the SNP. Police are blaming the Continuity IRA dissident group for a botched plot to bomb an Irish sea ferry on Brexit Day. Officers believe the group planted explosives on a truck, which they thought was bound for Scotland. And Poundland says it's going to start selling more kids' clothes in some of its stores. It says the collapse of Mothercare shows there's a need for low-cost options. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Like everything comforting, we're there when you need us. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Good morning, Ed. Thank you, Ed. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, strong winds developing out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours and more at the weekend. Dry, partially cloudy tonight across the island with a light to moderate to fresh southeasterly. 4 degrees the overnight minimum for Friday. Tomorrow, Gehenna, we're looking at a dry and cloudy day. Rain on the way after dark and a strong south-southeasterly, 7 degrees. Daytime maximum, overnight minimum 5. Into Jasan, Saturday dry at first. Rain later on Saturday, strong south or southwest winds increasing to gale force up to 9 degrees top temperature. Sunday, Jaduni, wet with gale or severe gale force southwesterlies, maximum 11 degrees. And by the way, Sunday's Beach Buddies is cancelled. They're back in action Sunday the 16th at Spaldrick in Port Arran. High water, 24 minutes to 10 tonight. The overnight low tide, 6 minutes to 4 a.m. Sunrise, 5 to 8 in the morning. And the high water for Friday morning is at 11 minutes to 10.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
A former MHK has called on the Chief Constable to apologise for the way laws banning homosexual activity were enforced. Hazel Hannan actively campaigned through the 80s and 90s to overturn legislation which saw gay men criminalised for same-sex offences. Last week in the House of Keys, Chief Minister Howard Quayle gave an unqualified apology to those convicted under the misguided and unjust laws, he said, repealed in 1994. Mrs Hannan said it's only half an apology until Chief Constable Gary Roberts says sorry on behalf of the police. The former Peel MHK told our local democracy reporter Ewan Gorn enforcement of the laws was heavy-handed.
Because I was then in a position to try to change things. The police then came down with a heavy hand. Why didn't they do it before? Why didn't they, you know, why didn't they, when this was drawn to their attention, why did they not go and put a notice up and say, these toilets are being supervised or whatever? I think the response was over the top. I think it was over the top. And I would say it comes from the then chief constable down. That was Robin Oak. And he came from Manchester, which was a very difficult place to be. And the upset to the likes of us that were trying to make change, the surveillance of people who weren't involved in, you know, in these cases that the police arrested all these people on. But even, you know, sort of the people died following, you know, what they'd done. And this must come from the top. It must come from the top. This chief constable was probably there at the time. I don't know whether he was involved or not. But I think just to understand what we all went through. But when I think about the people that took their own lives because of it, I think there has to be to the families and the friends of these people. There has to be an apology. There's got to be an apology from the police, because somebody said, get out there and get these people. And
was that level of enforcement guided by Tynwald?
No. The police don't take instructions or whatever. I worked in a boarding house. We used to have men sharing rooms. Nobody ever asked in those days, you know, what their sexual preferences were. Girls shared, men shared, not just two, but more than that.
Did the intensity with which the law was enforced increase while you were discussing it in Parliament?
Yes, I think it was more or less two fingers to us. You think you're doing this, we'll apply it with a heavy hand.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Six on Manx Radio. This is Update. A Douglas councillor says people need to know that recyclable materials aren't sent to be burnt. In a media release, Councillor Richie McNichol re-emphasised that recycling isn't sent to be incinerated at the Energy from Waste plant, but is sent to the Ballacotia Operational Service Centre for processing. He issued the statement in response to what he called uninformed comments, which lead to the spread of misinformation, and spoke to Manx Radio's Lewis Foster.
Do not burn recyclables. They all get processed, sorted, graded, bulked and baled, and we send them across to be reprocessed.
Okay, so how long has this misconception been lying about, in your opinion? Is this a problem that's been around for quite a while?
It has. To me, it all stems back 15 or 20 years when government started the curbside collection. And I was at a meeting down at Block Parade Church, and it was said by the then minister that the paper collected on the island was sent to the incinerator and burnt. And that's because they didn't have the waste stream set up to take it across for it to be reprocessed into more paper. And it seems to have perpetuated since then, but I can assure you and everybody else that all of our recyclables are baled, sorted and sent away to a reprocessing plant.
And what's the danger around this misinformation? Has it been putting people off recycling, do you think?
I've got no solid evidence to prove that, but I would think that people would listen to that misinformation and think, oh, well, it's not worth me recycling. I was going to start, but now it's not worth it if it's going to be burnt. But the recycling is not burnt. None that is collected by the council anyway. A lot of people say, oh, it's only me, you know, recycling, or I won't make all that much difference. But if everybody recycled, it would make a difference. If people want to recycle, please get in touch with us on 696445. Talk to the waste services team and they'll be able to give you the recycling boxes and we can program it into our rounds.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:08 this afternoon. Arriving in Douglas in the next 10-15 minutes or so, spinning round and leaving at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there about 11:30, the overnight boat, 2:15, arriving in Douglas at 6 o'clock in the morning. Of course, if the yellow weather warning bears out and we do get some severe gales across the weekend, there will be disruption to the Ben McCree sailings. The Ben's the only vessel on duty. Mananan, the Fastcraft, resumes her seasonal services into Liverpool March 27th. The first sailing of the year to Dublin is the day after, March 28th, and she heads for Belfast on April the 8th.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Well, until 6 weeks tomorrow, Friday 20th of March, it's officially winter on the Isle of Man, so we're well used to bad weather. However, yesterday, a yellow advanced weather warning was issued for the weekend and early next week. So an early warning for quite a period of time. You need to get everything planned, and Manx Radio's news editor Tim Glover's been finding out more from the Ronald's Way Met Office forecaster Neil Young.
What is unusual is it is going to last for several days. So, well, we've got glorious weather today, you're fairly quiet weather anyway, going to be a nice start to the day tomorrow, but particularly as we move into Saturday, the wind is going to increase, and once that increases on Saturday evening, could well see gusts of 60, maybe even 70 miles an hour on Saturday evening. So that's the first sort of notice that we get of the really poor weather, really, with some quite heavy rain as well. But it is going to stay windy through Sunday, Monday, and indeed Tuesday as well. And as we move into Monday and Tuesday, it does turn colder. So while the weather will be fairly bright, we are going to see a fair few showers, and those showers are going to be in wintry in nature, particularly over the hills, probably sleet or hail at lower levels, but some snow over the hills on Monday and Tuesday. However, we do have to put the caveat in, it is quite a long way off, so do keep listening to the forecasts, because subtleties of that forecast are likely to change.
Well, I was just going to say there's plenty of time for this to develop one way or the other, so the advice would really be stay tuned to your radio and listen, keep an eye on the weather, because one thing I've heard is there's a very, very strong jet stream, which could mean it gets worse before over the weekend. We don't know yet, do we?
Well, we won't go into the exact science of why, but yeah, the jet stream is forecast to be around 250 miles an hour. So I emphasise that is up at 30,000 foot. That's nothing. Not at ground level. But the development associated with that could mean that we get small areas of very windy weather, which is why we've put out the warning, and we put it out yesterday for the weekend. So people are aware, so people can make plans, because certainly the winds late Saturday through Sunday and possibly Monday as well, there could well be some traffic disruption and maybe some trees down.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
17 minutes to six. Organisations in the public, private and third sector are being encouraged to take part in the STEP programme, which runs from the 29th of June to the 21st of August this year. Department for Enterprise is keen to give Manx businesses the chance to gain an extra resource for the summer period next year. The scheme involves matching an undergraduate with a company over an 8-week period to complete a project. Now, you can find out more if you're interested by calling 687-333 in the morning, or go to gov.im and look for the Department of Enterprise and the STEP programme. Businesses on the island have got the opportunity to help develop the Isle of Man's cycling, walking and golf sectors. Department for Enterprise is encouraging companies to provide consultancy services. You need to register at the Isle of Man Government's procurement portal to take part. If you're interested, select the appropriate quick quote from the portal's current tenders list before choosing select and interest. You need to be in before Thursday, 13th of February, and all submissions need to be made via the portal by midday, February 27th. Mike Ashley's Frasers Group bought a 12.5% stake in the struggling luxury brand Mulberry. Ashley's company, which of course owns Queens. The Strand Centre in Douglas changed its name from Sports Direct International at the end of 2019 as part of a focus on going more upmarket. Frasers Group looked to elevate their retail proposition and build relationships with premium third-party brands. Mulberry is a producer of goods and a retailer on both in-store and online. It's best known for its leather products, including handbags costing more than £1,000 apiece, although their most recent financial results showed a £10 million loss for the first half of its financial year. Based on Mulberry's current market value, the stake is worth £19
million. WiMAX. Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Here's the news. UK and European markets advanced as earnings dominate investor focus and fears over the coronavirus outbreak. The euro struggled after data showed German industrial orders unexpectedly fell in December. Oil futures gave up early gains despite potential action from OPEC Plus group producers to counter an unexpected fall in oil demand. Gold prices rise over concern over the coronavirus. In corporate news, catering company Compass rallied after it said organic revenue for the next 3 months, as the 3 months ended 31st of December, grew 5.3%, driven by strong levels of new business wins and good retention rates in North America. On the downside, NMC Health fell on the back of a report that the company's founder is looking to buy out his partners and return to an active leadership position at the UAE private healthcare operator. On the markets at the close, the FTSE 100 was up 0.33% at 7,504. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.75% at 13,574. After 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones in New York up 0.25% at 29,351. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up 0.75% at 9,566. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.25% at 3,343. On the exchange markets, the pound sterling is worth $1 29.3 cents and €1 17.7 cents. In commodities, gold is up 0.5% at $1,563 an ounce, and Brent crude oil down 1% to $54.96 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
A third person in the UK has been diagnosed with coronavirus. The patient, who didn't contract the illness in the UK, has been taken a special infectious disease centre. Professor of Emerging Viruses at the British Science Association, Jonathan Ball, says this was expected. He's been speaking to Sky Television's Sarah Jane Mead.
Everybody was anticipating that there probably would be additional cases. We're not at the moment expecting them to be huge in number, but we are. We do have visitors and we do have people travelling from various parts of China. Of course, flights from Wuhan haven't been allowed for some time, but flights and travel from other parts of China is fine, and we do know that the virus has spread to those places, so we can expect even more cases, I'm guessing, in the next few days or weeks.
I'm not sure if you were listening just before we came to speak to you. We were hearing from the Chinese ambassador to the UK, who criticised the UK's response to this coronavirus. Obviously, the Foreign Office advised a number of days ago for all British nationals in China to get out. They said that was panic and spreading rumour. China's got a handle on this. Do you think the Brits have panicked here slightly? Have we overreacted? Or if, when it comes to something like this, is there such a thing as an overreaction?
No, I think that it's a very difficult judgment call to make. What you have to try and do is weigh up the risk that there's going to be people being exposed to the virus over there, or even worse, at some point they won't be able to leave because, for example, the Chinese authorities might ban flights out of China. And therefore you have to decide whether or not, A, there's a risk of people being infected over there, B, whether or not they might be able to leave in future, and then weigh that against people staying in China as well, potentially increasing their chances of becoming infected and then returning to the UK. So all of these things, all of these factors are taken into account when the government decides whether or not to issue advice not to travel to and to China and to return from China.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Ed Oldham.
Mark Cavendish was in the mix for the win on the third stage of the Saudi Tour today, seemingly suffering few ill effects from the injury he sustained in a crash yesterday. The Manxman was in position to challenge in the closing stages. His teammate and lead-out man, Phil Bauhaus, pulled out a minor gap, with Cavendish deciding not to follow his lead-out rider's wheel, leaving Bauhaus free to launch his sprint around 300 metres out. He took the victory and snatched the lead in the general classification in the process. Cav finished 13th on the same time as Bauhaus. It was announced earlier today that Winter Olympic skeleton gold medalist Amy Williams is to be the guest of honour at the Microgaming Isle of Man Sports Awards. The gala evening takes place at the Villa Marina Royal Hall on Thursday, the 2nd of April. Further afield, Premier League clubs will once again have all of August to sign players. After deciding to end the transfer window just before the season started in the past two summers, they'll now move back in line with the other major European leagues. It means the next deadline will be the 1st of September. Former Scotland striker Kenny Miller has retired from playing football at the age of 40. He won 69 caps for his country, scoring 18 goals. His former clubs include both Rangers and Celtic, as well as Wolves. And Ben Youngs will drop to the bench for England for Saturday's Rugby Union Six Nations clash with Scotland. Willie Hines replaces him at Nuff Scrum Half. Head coach Eddie Jones has made five changes overall to the side beaten in their opening match against France last weekend.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Everything's fine at the airport. The 5:05 BA to London City left 20 minutes late, but the Dublin 5:25 should be away on time. In fact, it went away on time, almost 10 minutes early. Later departures for Manchester, Liverpool and Gatwick showing no problems at the moment. On the roads, temporary two-way 24-hour signals, Ramsey Road in Laxey, also those temporary two-way signals, Bride Road in Andrus. Look out on the Curragh Road, that's going on forever, St John's, by the Ballacrane crossroads, the Ballacrane traffic lights to the western amenity side, closed for roadworks, going on until the 30th of April, just before TT, almost as long as Douglas Promenade, which is August 2021, they say. It's going to finish. All the information, by the way, at maxradio.com. The Prom has got its own website, www.myprom.im, and all the details of trains, planes, boats, buses and roadworks at maxradio.com. News from the Matrix signs, by the way. The Bagarrow, Solby, Hilbury and Ramsey to the mountain showing patchy fog on the mountain tonight. So do take care.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Tomorrow is Dress in Yellow Day. If you see someone dressing in yellow, they're supporting Victim Support Isle of Man's initiative, aiming to raise awareness of sexual abuse and sexual violence. The issue accounts for more than half of the charity's work. A number of Manx businesses have pledged support, while several buildings will be lit yellow. Paula Gelling from Victim Support spoke to Manx Radio's Sian Cowper.
We've got things like the Tower of Refuge is going to be lit up, the Town Hall, Paul Rose Power Station. We've got Lloyds Bank selling pens and lanyards on our behalf, as well as Barclays Bank, and there's going to be a raffle down there from Thursday onwards so that people can take part and sort of win some cakes that are themed the dress in yellow. We've got Eric Farragers, who's had their window dressed in yellow with sort of t-shirts and things, just to raise awareness. But it's just different things, so it might well be different organisations might take on a different theme for dressing yellow. So last year we had Doxbond, they actually got in their yellow wheelie bins and dressed in yellow. We had Ramsey Crucall last year, so they wore yellow for the day. One guy even wearing an RNLI outfit for the entire day. I'm waiting to see whether somebody will wear one marigold as an administrator the whole day, because, you know, that would be quite hard to do, but it would be dressing in yellow and help raise awareness, and it would just be quite fun things to do. So there's, like you say, different organisations taking part, Zurich are getting on board, there's so many different things, and, you know, yes, it'd be nice to raise funds as well to raise for victim support, but it's also to raise awareness that there is help and support here on the island. I'm an independent sexual violence advisor, the only one trained here on the island, and also our team are also trained to support those affected by sexual abuse. So we are here, we're here to support, and people can contact us. So we can be available on 679950. We're available on the email at inquiries@victimsupport.ie or via our Facebook, but with private message on Facebook if people need to contact us that way.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
UK MP Tracy Brabin, the Shadow Culture Secretary, has come under fire for wearing a dress which shows a bare shoulder after she leant forward, and she's faced lots of criticism online. On Manx Radio's Man in Line today, the Speaker for the House of Keys, Ewan Watterson, outlined the protocol for Tynwald members.
The rules in the House of Keys are that at the judgment of the Speaker, but they are about being appropriately attired, and that's always been considered to be formal business attire. Certainly looking at the case of the member for Batley and Spen in the United Kingdom Parliament, I must admit, I think this is a bit of a storm in a teacup. I don't think this is something that a member would be ashamed of turning up to work in, and that's the test. We also have to remember that when it comes to being an MHK, you're there to represent your constituents. You're very much in the public eye. But for the Speaker or for the House to deny you the right of asking questions or voting on bills is a really serious infringement of that liberty, and it's something that we shouldn't take lightly either. So the only real recourse, which is to throw the member out for being improperly attired, is a pretty heavy-handed penalty.
Have you ever come anywhere near upbraiding somebody for not being properly dressed for Keys?
No. I think that the members of the House of Keys, certainly in the time that I've been a member, take it very seriously. The job that they do, the place that they're in, the work that we're doing is very important, and I've never known an instance of a member not taking that very seriously.
And what do you feel about the use of the wig within Keys?
It's something that I'm pretty ambivalent on. It's something that I have continued with and adopted. It is an anachronism, but it's about playing the role. I think if we all swanned up to Tynwald Hill in jeans and T-shirt, it would be a very different thing on Tynwald Day than the spectacle that we have at the moment. And I was given a tip that it differentiates the man from the job, and that when you put the wig on and you go into the chamber, you're the Speaker and the presiding officer, and the rest of the time you can be just plain old normal Ewan Watterson. And that's quite a useful distinction to make when you're maintaining discipline in the chamber.
After the 6 o'clock news tonight, it's Shackler with Bobby Bob John Billy. Bob Carswell will be on the air with Manx through till 6:30. Then it's Kerry Gascoigne with Greatest Hits. That's it. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham, producer Sarah Hendy, and by the way, for the most comprehensive source of current Manx news, interviews and features, and the largest store of Manx Radio videos, plus MTTV, Culture Van In, and Manx National Heritage. Go to manxradio.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And if you haven't got the Manx Radio app, it's available free of charge at your app store. I'm Andy Wint, and Friday's update is back tomorrow at 5:30. WMAX.